in Stone Ridge, New York, highmeadowschool.org.
98.1 KZE, MK with you on the air with me today. It's Lara Hope and Laura Crimmins from O Positive Festival. Lara, I feel like you were just here.
It was literally a week ago.
Was it a week ago today? Was it Tuesday?
I think it was Monday, actually. So okay. a whole 8 days. Let's make a habit of this.
But you're here. Yes, absolutely. But you're here in a different capacity today, and you've got Laura with you. We're talking O Positive.
Let's talk O Positive.
I am a big fan of O Positive, obviously. It's one of the best weekends of the year. And it's October 11th through 13th this year. And you've got a benefit concert. Is this kind of a new thing, doing benefit concerts throughout the year for O Positive?
No, I was thinking, I think the benefit concert has been a tradition going far back, usually one per year, mm-hmm. not like throughout the year.
Yeah.
But usually annually they would try to do a benefit concert.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've both been doing it just for the last 3 years, but we've done one every year.
Okay.
Yeah. And I remember their Khaki King was, I think, the year before we came in, and then we did one with Amanda Palmer, and last year was Chick, 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 and
right.
this year's Alison Russell.
Yes. Yeah, that was a fun Chick, Chick, Chick show. Yeah, Alison Russell, Friday, May 24th at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston.
Kingston's hottest venue, Old Dutch Church.
Apparently. Yeah, we got to talk about your recent show there. But yeah, Alison Russell, we're big fans here at KZE.
Yeah.
Right on.
We are also big fans. I'm really excited. I know a lot of people wanted to see her when, you know, she was here in Woodstock, and, you know, it sold out really quick. So I'm mm-hmm. glad that we can do something in a little bit of a bigger venue. And she's on tour with Hozier, and she's kind of, you know, skirt out for one night and come
making
do this.
A little
and,
side quest.
Yeah. And she'll be there with her whole band, who are amazing.
Awesome. What kind of show does she put on? I have not seen her live. Is it like an upbeat, dancey type of show, or what's the vibe?
It's pretty incredible. I mean, she's got a full band. She's yeah. got a full electric band. So it's definitely, I would almost say, like, it almost rings on jazz. Like, a little bit.
You There's know? A lot of jazz and a lot of blues and mm-hmm. soul and R&B. I mean, I think it definitely could be danceable. It's a little hard in the church, but if you want to stand up in the aisles, stand
I've
up in the
I've boogied in that church.
You can boogie.
Oh, yeah, you can boogie in the church.
Yeah, we've all boogied in the church. Alison Russell, May 24th at the Old Dutch Church. Before we talk more, should we hear one of her songs?
Yes, please.
Let's do it. Here's the latest single, I believe, Stay Right Here on KZE.
Voices
98.1 KZE, Allison Russell, stay right here. Allison playing May 24th, that's Friday night, at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston. It's a benefit for the O Positive Festival, which is taking place this year, October 11th through 13th. I've got Lara and Laura from the festival here chatting about it. So, you know, let's go back to the beginning for anybody who's not familiar with the mission of O Positive. Can you spell it out for me?
Yeah. The medicine of art for the art of medicine. We're a nonprofit that really is trying to get artists and musicians healthcare.
Yeah.
Care, you know. And by healthcare, we mean both like complementary, but also like medical care. Mm-hmm. And we're bringing that. This year has been really special because after we're almost in our 15th year, this will be our 15th festival. We brought it into a year-round realm.
That's
so
right.
So we've got a clinic space in Kingston, and where we are actually, we've got a primary care doctor on staff. And we're doing it.
That's amazing. And is this accessible only for alumni of the festival or everybody? How does it work?
So far, yeah. So far, right now, our model is that this is for artists and musicians and also other providers and people who have done, provided like what we call explore classes, like wellness classes, have access for now.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of this model.
And this is really what the benefit is for. It's not necessarily to support the festival weekend. It's to support our year-round clinic where we now are able to provide these healthcare services year-round to all of the people who have ever performed or created at the festival, which is 6,000 people approximately.
I was going to say, I want to emphasize that over 15 years of O Positive, and I think I've actually been in the area since the first one, like almost everybody that I know in the art and music scene around here has participated at one time or another. So that covers a lot of ground.
So if you're listening and you are, you know, are someone that has performed or created at O Positive, you also now have access to our year-round clinic. And we just brought on a new hire named Mac. And his job is to do this kind of outreach to the alumni of the festival and let them know what they're entitled to now and what services they can get throughout the year.
Yeah. And speaking of alumni of the festival, I believe there's a special promotion for this benefit.
Oh, yeah. We have there's something we're calling the alumni raffle. If you get in touch with us and sign up into our network, we want your updated info and know that you're interested in becoming part of this network. You have access to a raffle where we're raffling off two tickets, but also to a discount code for 50% off tickets.
Awesome.
To the benefit.
So everybody who signs up gets the discount code and then somebody wins free tickets.
Exactly.
Very fun.
Yeah.
To enter, just shoot us over an email at info@opositivefestival.org. That's O, like the letter O, info@opositivefestival.org.
Wonderful. And that's for alumni of the festival, which is anybody who's ever played music, made art, volunteered. Does that count?
Super volunteers, yes.
Yeah.
Those are people who have put in over, like 8 hours and more into festival.
Which over 15 years, that's probably a lot of people.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, that's amazing. And again, I want to emphasize the year-round clinic is new this year. That's in Kingston. That's like right next to Keegan Ales. Is that right?
Yep, behind Camp Kingston.
Yeah, wonderful.
And we have, there are also a lot of things going on throughout the year at the clinic space. Beyond just the healthcare, there are tons of workshops and classes. I know Laura and I have participated in a bunch recently. There's been songwriting workshops. There's been how to have a good show workshops. There's going to be group therapy coming up. There's been nutrition and cooking classes. And a lot of these are open to the public, not just for alum of the festival. So you can find out what's going on there by A, join our mailing list. Go to opositivefestival.org and join the mailing list or follow us on our socials on Instagram, Facebook. There's really a lot of cool, interesting stuff and the calendar is filling up. We've had some live music in there. It's only going to get better and busier.
Yeah. But of course, this benefit is to help with all of that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's a great night of music. It's Allison Russell. And also, if you've never seen a show at the Old Dutch Church, it's a beautiful space, great acoustics, really kind of a special experience seeing music in there.
Very magical.
What were we calling it? The premier venue of Kingston.
Yeah, Kingston's hottest uptown venue.
So Allison Russell playing an O Positive benefit May 24th. That's Friday, a couple Fridays from now. Tickets are selling pretty fast. So I would say if you want to go to the show, make sure you grab them now. OPositiveFestival.org.
OPositiveFestival.org. Yeah, get yourself a ticket. Also, shout out to support act of the night is Denisha, who is also an alum of the festival. Denisha was living in the area and now she's in Nashville, like killing it with her career. And we're really excited that she's going to come back just for this show.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll be Denisha supporting Allison and we're going to have merch and we're going to have drinks and we're going to dance in the pews.
You can drink in this church?
No, you can't, but okay. You can.
we'll have drinks outside. Okay. I actually have a drink tent.
I love that. Let's hear another Alison Russell tune. This is maybe the first song of hers that I heard, and I still really love it. Persephone on KZE.
Killed me that time. Oh, if I'd let him, he's slow and he's drunk and he lost his grip on me. Now I'm running down La Rue Saint-Paul, trying to get out from the weight of it all. Can't flag a cop cause I know he won't stop. I go see Persephone. Tap, tap, tapping on your window screen. Gotta let me in, Persephone. Got nowhere to go, but I had to get away from him. My petals are bruised, and I'm still a flower. Come running to you in the violet hour. Put your skinny arms around me, let me taste your skin. Mouth to mouth, mouth to flower, salty sweet, you give me power. I feel you shake under my lips, your fingers tender find my secrets. Don't make a sound, don't cry out loud, your parents are sleeping just above. I kiss you once, I kiss you twice, fall asleep looking in each other's eyes. Tap, tap, tapping on your window screen. God, let me in, Persephone. Got nowhere to go, but I had to get away from him. My petals are bruised, but I'm still a flower. Come running to you in the bylaw. Put your skinny arms around me, let me taste your skin.
KZE, that's Alison Russell with Persephone. Alison is playing Friday, May 24th at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston. It's a benefit concert for O Positive Festival, but not just the festival, specifically the year-round clinic, which is new this year and has events for the whole community, not just for O Positive alumni.
Absolutely. But yeah, our mission is to continue exchanging art and music for medicine. And now we're really excited that we can do that year round in our clinic for all of the people that have ever played or created at the festival throughout the years. And if you're listening and you're one of those people and that resonates with you, please reach out to us. Go on our website. We want to hear from you. We want to have you in the network. We want to help make your life easier.
Yeah. Yeah. And really, I mean, having seen, I think, the entire life of the festival, to see how far it's come from, you know, I know there was always this beautiful mission of, you know, exchanging art for medicine and medicine for art. But in the beginning, there was only so much you could do. And to see now that you have a year-round clinic and you're opening up more to the community and really like providing free healthcare, which is something that this country needs so much more of, is really wonderful. So nice job.
Thank you so much.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
Everything's always a work in progress.
Well, yeah, you can help support. I mean, all year round, you know, we could use your support. But please, we'll give you an amazing show in return for your support to come out to the Old Dutch Church on May 24th. It's Grammy Award-winning Allison Russell and Denisha opening up. And it's really going to be beautiful. And tickets are going fast, so get them at opositivefestival.org.
Grab them while they last. Lara Hope and Laura Crimmins, anything we missed?
Oh, save the date. Unannounced, but save the date for August 9th. We're going to be throwing a big party and show at Boltwick Golf Course in Kingston. So just put it on your calendar.
Yay, fun.
Promise it's going to be good.
98.1 KZE, we got your community bulletin board and Shannon Shaw on the way.
It's the KZE Community Bulletin Board, a weekly listing of community events in our tri-state listening area. The